Tomorrow morning, the state of Arizona will execute a prisoner for the first time in nearly 8 years. A 66-year-old blind man with schizophrenia named Clarence Dixon is scheduled to die by lethal injection, sentenced to death for murdering a college student in 1978. Despite pleas from Dixon's lawyers, Governor Doug Ducey says he will let the execution go as planned.
I believe in certain situations, the death penalty is justice.
Matthew Casey is a senior reporter with KJZZ in Phoenix. Matthew, Dixon's lawyers say it's unconstitutional to execute him because he's mentally ill. A judge rejected that argument, as we heard the governor did as well. Is Clarence Dixon out of options?
He's getting close, but not quite. His defense team has challenged the makeup of the clemency board, the drug he's to be injected with, and the competency issue. The state Supreme Court threw out the appeal on that issue yesterday. His team is expected to take it to federal court. I don't have a response yet back on whether it has actually been filed. And as you mentioned, he has 24 hours until he's scheduled to be executed.
And this will be the first execution in Arizona in so many years because there's been concern over the drugs used, as there are in other states. In 2014, a Catholic deacon, Ed Sheffer, witnessed the execution of Joseph Wood. It took 15 injections before he died. Let's listen.
Then I was praying the rosary for him, and it took a little over an hour and 58 minutes, and clearly nobody was comfortable in that room.
An hour and almost two. What has happened since 2014 to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, Wood was executed with a cocktail of midazolam and hydromorphone. So that's different than what the state aims to use tomorrow on Mr. Dixon. In 2014, a state commissioned report gave no explanation why it took almost 2 hours for Dixon to die and found no problems with the execution procedure or staff training. What it recommended was going from that two-drug mix to phenobarbital, which it described as effective and reliable. That's exactly what the state aims to do. Pentobarbital is a barbiturate. It's been very hard to find for use in executions going back years. Arizona reportedly spent about $1.5 million to get it, and they tried to restart executions last year, but it was unsuccessful. The state's execution procedure manual says Dixon is supposed to be injected with a total of 5 grams of pentobarbital in 2 doses.
Well, we heard Governor Ducey say this is justice being served. What does the family of the victim, the college student, say?
Well, her name was Dina Bowden. She went to Arizona State University, and she was found raped, stabbed, and strangled with a belt. Dixon was convicted of that. Bowden's sister, Leslie, spoke about the brutal way Dina died at the recent state clemency hearing. And the AP quoted her as telling the board there is no legal, social, or moral imperative to spare Dixon.
Okay. Terrible, terrible murder. Well, in early June, there's another execution scheduled for a second inmate. Do you get the sense that Arizona is ready to resume executions after a nearly 8-year pause?
Well, the state certainly believes it is. I think we will find out more tomorrow, obviously. One of the legal issues that's still outstanding is concern about the drug, the pentobarbital that's supposed to be injected into Dixon. The state has said that it will mix a new batch. It has a very short period of time to do that to satisfy Mr. Dixon's lawyers. And so the expired judge claim or an expired drug claim or an issue with that could still delay the execution. But the state definitely wants to proceed tomorrow at 10 a.m.
That's KJZZ's Matthew Casey there in Phoenix, Arizona, as that state has its first execution scheduled for tomorrow, first in 8 years. Matthew, thank you so much for reporting to us. Tough story.
Thank you for having me.